Okay, you're still there?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're good to go.
Okay.
All right. So I know you guys have been pretty busy since coronavirus has hit. Do you want to tell me about the projects that you've been working on?
Since coronavirus hit, well, I guess we're just trying to do whatever we can do right now. You know, we just did a Octane Home Invasion thing where we played some live, like a little live set on there, which was cool. They had a bunch of cool bands on there, and then we've been doing just different versions of songs, just trying to record a lot of different things, and you know, just trying to stay busy, you know, and stay, I guess, I don't know if the word's relevant, but you know what I mean, like just stay,
yeah,
stay putting out material for people to watch and like give them ways, you know, finding ways to give people stuff while we can't be out there to play for them in their cities, you know.
Yeah, and I see you guys have been going live on Instagram.
Yeah,
more
live
frequently.
On Instagram. Yeah, like I never used to do that stuff, and I've done that a few times. I did a few with Alternative Press and doing some Twitching with some friends, you know, some of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, just like, again, just trying to do it. Like, I'm not trying to dive into it, like, wholeheartedly where, like, you know what I mean? I like to keep it, I don't know. I just don't like to be fully, like, on there all the time, like, hey, everybody,
right,
you know, like that, you know, but, yeah, I like to just check in with everybody every once in a while. It's definitely cool.
Has it kind of helped you connect with your fans since you're not touring?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's better than nothing for sure, and,
yeah.
And
oh,
I hope they like it, and, you know, I like it, too. I like to get in there and hear, you know, people holler at you, let you know what songs they're into. Like, we've released about like 3 new songs over the course of the year, and it's cool to get feedback from people and touch base and, you know, that kind of thing. It's definitely, you know, it, like I said, I prefer to be there, of course, in person. I like seeing people, I like sharing energy with human beings and stuff, but you know, it's a cool way to do it. I mean, I'm happy that we have the technology to do that, and that's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
it's been kind of a mix blessing, all these shutdowns.
I
would definitely prefer it to be back to normal, but at least it's been like a time of catch up, at least over here, and resting.
Yeah, I find the same thing. I mean, for me, you know, like, it is a mixed bag, and it's a mixed bag of like emotions too, like where some days like you're super kind of bummed out about it, and then other days you're like so happy that it, you know, not that you know, not that anyone's dying or any of that kind of stuff, but, you know, just that you've had that time to, like, take a step back. And I found, like, you know, I found myself, like, I guess feeling nostalgic, I guess is the word, with a lot of stuff. I'm enjoying, like, watching old movies and, like, listening to old albums and stuff like that for whatever reason that I haven't in a very long time. So it's weird.
Yeah. It's been nice and, like, rejuvenating, like, a time to slow down, and so good. I'm glad you're getting that kind of peaceful time.
Yeah, I'm meditating a lot, you know, which is cool. And I always try to do that, but, you know, we're like touring all the time or like busy, you know, you can only do it so much. Like when you stop to think, you do it, you know,
right.
Now there's just so much time. Like all you're doing is stopping and thinking, I guess. So it's, yeah.
Nice. What do you want to see continue once we kind of get back into normal?
Like, from what's happening right now, what do I want to continue in there?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess, you know, off the top of my head, I guess I hope I continue to, and all of us continue, you know, to stop and smell the roses a little bit more, you know, I guess, and have that time for ourselves, that meditation time, that time where we take a step back, you know. Like, I think this is kind of like a big, in a way, like a big lesson, you know. There's a lot to it, and I think usually, you know, hindsight's 20/20. So I think as we go through it, we're going to probably learn a lot about a lot of different things. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know that I want any of this to stay the same. I'm not, you know, a huge fan of the idea of like playing live concerts on video for people and stuff. Like, I really am like a traveler and a lover of energy and sharing and things like that. I mean, that's really what it's about. So yeah, I hope not a lot of it stays the same. You know, I don't want everybody to have to wear masks for the rest of their lives and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I hope we just come out of it, and I hope we come out of it and everybody, you know, has had some time to chill out. I don't see a lot of that on the news or anything, you know, but when I talk to people like yourself, or when I talk to, like, you know, friends or whatever, it feels like everybody is getting that. You know, I don't know what the hell's going on with the rest of the world, but I mean, a lot of people I know are chilling out and really making the most of the time, you know, so it's cool.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you kind of, well, you said you were meditating, but has it been better, or, well, I feel like this question has already been answered. I was going to say, has it been kind of worse on your mental health than normal? But it seems like if you're meditating, you're able to kind of decompress.
Yeah, no, correct. I do like deep breath meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you kind of lay on your back in the dark or whatever, and then I do like guided meditation sessions. And, you know, the first couple I did, I hadn't done it in a long time, so I had a lot come out of me. When you do those, you get a lot that pulls out of your body. It's pretty wild. I would suggest it to anybody to at least try it and like fully give it a shot. You'll probably cry and stuff, you know, and then you'll feel free after that. And then, you know, as you continue doing it, it's just refreshing, you know, after you kind of get the nonsense out of you. So I found that it's been very, very good for me. And like I said, it goes back and forth. Certain days you're feeling this or whatever, but those are more temporary feelings, you know, like,
right.
You know, but I try to just fill myself with gratitude and you know, and just be positive.
Yeah. How has collaboration with your bandmates been? Have you guys been able to meet up, or is it all virtual? And
yeah, all virtual. All virtual, which is cool, like, because it's been a while since, like, I've been in a band where we, like, get in the same room and, like, jam, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, to write songs and stuff. So, like, with technology and stuff nowadays, yeah, you, like, everybody can just record and send stuff to each other and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we stay in touch like that, you know, FaceTime a lot and stuff like that. You know, like, yeah, as far as being creative together, yeah, dudes will just send over some music and, yeah, we're just writing music and, you know, being creative in the moment. And I think a lot of people are probably doing that. So there's probably going to be a lot of music once all this is over, because, you know, you have so much time to do that. And so, yeah, we just send stuff back and forth. And, you know, it's been really cool. It's been really, like, nice. And we have, like, a whole album. It's ready to go, you know, just ready to put out when we can put it out. And, you know, so there's that. But then we're starting to work on more music, too. So it's but it's how we like to be. We like to be, like, real you know, prepared, I guess. I don't want to go in the studio with no ideas and then, you know, be at the mercy of the moment. I like to be a little bit more, like, thought out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to wait until you have a supporting tour to release it?
I don't think that's going to be the case. I'd like to think, because that's, I mean, I don't even know when that's going to happen again. I know we have a few things, like, the In This Moment Black Veil Brides tour was supposed to go on in like April of last year, or this year, I guess it's still this year, but that's supposed to be rescheduled, and they have some dates and stuff in mind, but, you know, we can't announce it yet. I'm hoping it does happen, you know, but it's just like, we got to just like wait and see, you know, so when we can announce it. But I think the album was going to have to come out regardless, you know, and it's kind of frustrating. I know a lot of bands, you know, have to put their album out, and some are probably putting it on hold and stuff like that. So it's just a weird time. And a band like us, you know, kind of newer, we only have one album out. So it's like, we're really looking forward to, like, all year. Last year, we were like going to the studio for a month or two, and then we go back out on tour, and like, we're trying to keep the momentum going. And then all that, you know, I wouldn't say it was for nothing, but, you know, then we hit this and it's like momentum just like stopped, you know? So it's like, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, you just got to move forward. You got to roll with the punches. Just like technology changed on everybody. Everybody had to adjust, you know, and move into that world, you know, however long ago that was, you know? And so like, that's one of the things that I think humans are good at, is adapting. Living creatures, we adapt, we evolve, you know, so.
Oh yeah. So let's see, tell me about your new single, Parasite, that just came out a couple weeks ago. I see that it's doing pretty well on the charts.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even know about charting stuff, but I'm excited to have released it, and I feel like the feedback I've seen from fans and friends and people, peers, I guess, seems like people are loving it, so I'm excited about it. I mean, it's one of my favorite songs on the album, and yeah, it seems to be getting really good feedback, and I can't wait. That's one I definitely can't wait to play live. I really love the energy in that one. Yeah, it's exciting to have that out, definitely.
And then it was just last week you shared that you guys had something new coming out. Are you able to talk about it, or are you still kind of hinting that something's coming out?
I guess it's hinting, but yeah, you know, more music. It's another song with it. This time we did a music video for it, and we did a music video, and so it's always exciting to do that. And we kind of did something to me like a little more unorthodox for Dead, like stuff that we've done in the past. You know, not like just the four like tough dark metal guys in a warehouse rocking out type thing. We try to do something totally left to center from that. So I'm excited to do that and to like kind of take chances, but I guess really just kind of follow what we feel like doing, you know? So, yeah, I'm excited for that. I guess it's teasing. That's all hinting and teasing, I guess. And that's what it'll be for now, but yeah, more music coming out. And then I'm really hoping to kind of, have the album release and all the details in the album kind of coincide with that release, or at least shortly after. So that's what's happening.
Okay. Yeah, I love all the art you guys have been sharing, the double exposure.
Oh, cool.
You guys
yeah.
have going on that you've been sharing on all your social media.
Thank you. Yeah, that's Travis Shin. Yeah, he's a legend. He's awesome. Yeah, he killed it.
I remember it was actually one of my first concerts with Side Stage Magazine. You guys were with POD.
Okay, yeah.
And you guys went to this tiny little venue in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
I remember that. Yeah, I mean, right when you said that, I know exactly where it is. Yep.
So I remember this one moment where you just had all the house lights turn off and everyone whipped out their phone to shine lights on you guys, and it's such this like cool eerie effect, and you know, you guys had your like white out contacts, and it was just I tried to get a good picture of it, but it was like just the coolest part of the night, and it was kind of that moment where you realize like it's not just you guys that make the show, like it's the fans too. So that's always what I think about when I listen to your guys' music, how it just felt like collaborative in that moment. Like it was part of a bigger thing that involved the whole community.
Yeah. Well, I love that. I love that. And that is the truth. I mean, coming from, my first stuff that I ever did, you know, with bands was kind of like, you know, more of the punk rock type stuff and, you know, small clubs. And I come from that, like, I guess like a hardcore punk and things like that. So like, it is a big thing, you know, that goes along with the other music as well, but I think there is a community sense, a kind of state of mind with that style of music, and that always stays with me. And yeah, like I'm a big fan of interacting with the crowd and being close, and you know, we feed off of them, they feed off of us, but then really kind of blurring the lines and really kind of taking away the stage at points, you know, like kind of getting away from that, and you know, and because I love it when I'm at a show and you can feel that way, like, you know, the band's like, you're almost in the band, you know, that kind of thing, because it really is. It's like, you can't have the show without the crowd.
Yeah.
You can't have the show without the band. You need both. I mean, they're both, to me, all really, honestly, just as important, you know, as each other, you know, it really is. So to blur those lines and become one, I think is really important for me anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, like, as a music fan, that's definitely appreciated. There's always one side of it where listeners get so much out of your music because, you know, you're kind of saying what they can't say, tapping into that, like, you know, higher mental, like, you know, the emotional issue that they can't put into words. And then there's also that aspect of live where they get to be part of that moment, too. I think Dave Grohl said something about the great thing about live music is there could be 10 million people there, and there are 10 million ways that song is received.
Oh, 100%. I love Dave Grohl. God, he's freaking awesome.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
And I just started, a buddy of mine sent over, it was Dave Grohl on Lars Ulrich's like video podcast that he puts out. And the two of them talking, I feel like I learned so much about live shows and stuff, just listening to them talk for like the first 15 minutes I watched it. I got to watch the rest of it, but yeah, he's the best. And I agree. That's with anything, you know, like we're all programmed differently, different experiences, different DNAs, you know, whatever, different chemical makeups and things. So yeah, we all receive and digest things in a unique way. And, it's a really cool thing, a really beautiful thing. And I like the way you put that too. Like, cause that happens for me too. Like I'll go see whatever, one of my favorite shows I've watched is a band called Refused. And you know, it was something about that night, you know, just, you know, you're screaming along with the lyrics, and this is me as like a fan. This is like, I wasn't even playing the show. This was a while ago, but you know, like when someone says things in a certain way that you, you know, in a new way, but it says something that, you know, that you feel, and they just say it in that perfect way. And it's just like, it's yours, you know? And I respect that, cause I'm a huge music fan. I'm a music head, you know?
Yeah.
You know, knowing that other people are probably going to, you know, in some way, shape or form, feel that way about our music is, you know, it's important. And I don't forget about that. You know, it's really just sharing, you know, no one owns it. It's just like this intangible magic, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Like I think it's Phil from All That Remains. Like I said something about that. He's like, I don't understand why people thank me for my music. I'm just writing about my experience. I was like, yeah, but everybody has an experience like that, and you're allowing people to express themselves when they can't.
Correct.
So I think, yeah.
Because he's gifted in that way, right? Like him or whoever, they're gifted in the sense where they know how to write a song and how to put the words in the right way. And obviously he does it, speaking about Phil, it's like he does it in a way where, you know, however many people love his music. And so, yeah, so he's gifted. So that's what they're thanking him for. And I get that, you know, but at the same time, it's cool to remain humble like that, you know, and kind of just, you know, and so I respect that for sure.
Yeah. I think you do need to understand though, that your art, your skill, it is important. Not like you said, definitely remain humble, but I feel like some people think that if they're an entertainer, it's just kind of like a vanity job sort of, or, you know, sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied. If they're in the arts, it's like kind of a vanity thing, but it's not. Like, it's integral to our existence. So it is important. Don't ever discount it. But
no, you're right.
I agree.
It is like it's a soundtrack to our lives. Like if our lives were a movie, it's a soundtrack to it. You know, it's like the music shares moments in our lives. And like you said, it's the human experience. We all experience the same things in certain ways. We perceive them differently and we react to them differently. But, you know, we all go through the same stuff, you know, and especially as isolated as we might feel sometimes, like, oh, you know, you just always got to remember, like, we're all doing it. You know, we're all going through the same stuff and in different ways and different circumstances, I guess. But music is important. I can't even tell you how important it is to me in my life. So I know how it must be to other people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's something that you've been listening to lately?
I just jammed the new Marilyn Manson album, and I thought it was incredible. A lot of really cool, like, David Bowie influence I felt like in there.
Nice.
I don't know if you listened to it yet, but really good. And then what else am I listening to? This band called Higher Power I'm in love with. They're kind of like, I think they're from overseas somewhere, and they're kind of like, I don't know, like Jane's Addiction meets Glassjaw and Snapcase. So they're kind of like a hardcore band, but like with like kind of like, to me, like some alternative 90s vibes. It's really cool. You know, all kinds of stuff. And I'm always like, we're always listening to Bon Iver, or Bon Iver, however you say his name. We're always jamming him. Always listening to CCR and like Tom Petty and, you know, the Eagles and some chill stuff like that too. So yeah, it's a nice mix, all kinds of different stuff, I guess.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it when people have such a wide range of musical taste. I think you can kind of pigeonhole yourself by, you know, only listening to one genre.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you know, like it was like a rainy day, yesterday or something like that. And me and Maria were just putting on like some like jazz, some Duke Ellington and things like that too. So like I said, it's like I look at it, I really do. Like not super consciously, but I look at it like it's the soundtrack to the moment, you know, so like what vibes with this moment, you know, that kind of thing. So like whatever the moment calls for, there's music for that moment.
Definitely.
You know, in life. What about you? What are you listening? Like anything cool that you've been jamming?
Well, like you said, to the moment, I had a day last week. It definitely called for some Dolly Parton.
Okay.
And I've been bumping to some Tupac and Biggie lately.
Okay. I love that. Absolutely. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. I will say, though, I think Amityville, they released the song of the year.
Who is it?
So, Amityville, Soak Me in Bleach has to be the song for 2020.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've heard that yet. I'll have to look that up.
It's pretty good. Yeah. I like
it. Okay, awesome. Amityville, Soak Me in Bleach. I know that song title sounds familiar, so maybe, pull it up.
They do play it on Octane a lot, so I'm sure maybe you have heard it kind of in the background.
Oh, the Amity Affliction.
Amity Affliction, yeah, sorry.
Yes.
I'm thinking horror movies.
No, all good. Yeah, we've been watching a lot of horror movies, too, actually, getting ready for Halloween. But, I'm so excited for it, for sure. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. I like to ask this question to everybody. It's usually kind of hard to answer. If you were talking to a kid that they want to be a musician, what is your one piece of advice for them?
Oh, that's always hard. It's always difficult to say that. I would always just say, like, be honest with, like, yourself and with your art, you know? And, you know, it's hard to just give them one piece of advice, you know? It's like, but, yeah, I would just say be honest with yourself and your art and trust your art, trust your inspiration, you know, and trust your instinct because it's coming from you, you know, from somewhere inside of you. And I would say to trust that and like I said, be honest with yourself and strengthen yourself where you need to and grow where you need to and, you know, shape it just like anything, just like if you're going to be a professional athlete or something, you know, like, educate yourself on it, you know, if it's something you're going to really, really get into, educate yourself business-wise and educate yourself musically as well, so. But I would say if you love it and it's your thing and, you know, one of those people that, you know, that I've known over the years, someone that really just wants to do it and they're just passionate about it, I would say do it. And, you know, this is your life. This is your time. If that's your passion, this makes you happy. It's not time wasted. It's magic and it's probably going to be some of the best moments of your life, you know?
That's great. She's almost 14 and Pink came on the radio.
Okay.
And she was kind of the first person that I remember, you know, back when I was like 14, that she fought the record company not to fit in their box.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so when you're saying like be honest with yourself, it's like it seems like nowadays it's easier to be honest with your art and not kind of fit yourself into what people want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the first person that came to mind with me about kind of fighting that fight to really be yourself.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's great. And I agree, like, nowadays, I feel like you can do that a lot more. And I don't know why that is exactly, like, maybe with the internet, everything's kind of meshing together a little bit and it's giving artists kind of, in certain ways, a little more power to maybe be themselves and to express themselves in a lot more ways. And so, I don't know, it's a good thing, I think, definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We don't need copies of everybody, because then... Yeah.
Right.
It'd be boring.
Right. No, correct. Yeah, and to me, it's really just like if it's good, I like it. If it's, you know, if it's good to me, like if I receive it as something that moves me, then I'm into it, you know. And I never listen to music because someone else, you know, because it's cool to listen to it or any of that kind of thing. It's always just like it's a personal experience, you know.
Yeah. As it should be.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%. Like, I love music. I talk about it all day. You know.
So, did you have anything else that you want to let your fans know, or any of our readers? Like, how can we support you during these shutdowns, or what can we look out for?
Yeah, just, you know, follow us on the Instagram and on Twitter and Facebook, however you want to do it. You know, it's Dead, D-E-D, official on Facebook and Instagram, and then it's We Are Dead on Twitter. And, you know, we're going to be releasing more music and a music video coming up soon, and Parasite's out, Mannequin Idol, and Ice and Shutter, all, like, newer songs. They're all out, too, streaming everywhere, and, you know, like, really, like, you know, I keep saying it too, is like, I appreciate everybody's, you know, support so much, all that kind of stuff. And, but, you know, like we were talking about, it's important. I just want to just tell people it's important for them to really take this time and, you know, maybe call their parents more, call their friends more, get in touch with themselves, you know, and slow down and really, really get in touch with themselves and find, you know, find things out about themselves maybe they didn't know or whatever it is, you know. And so it's just, you know, it's like that. It's like, and that's what a lot of our music and a lot of the lyrics, I think, and a lot of the newer songs are definitely, hopefully, you know, if people look into it, it's kind of, I guess, introspective, and it's kind of like a way, it's like, hopefully to make you think about the way you do things and what you do, and you know, to listen to your soul, you know. And so I guess that's what I would say.
Awesome. That's great advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but thank you for your time so much today. I really enjoyed this conversation. I could talk about music all day long, too.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
yeah, me too. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have a good week, and I'm excited to see what else you guys release.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Bye.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.